In a fast-moving city like Sydney, it's easy to feel disconnected from each other, from our creativity, and from joy of just making something by hands. I sometimes just want to go home after a day of work and start just, you know, getting into the workshop and building something. Whatever that might be, remains a mystery. But Lucy is joining us today. She's the founder of Studio Inner West, and she's trying to change that. She created the studio as a warm, inclusive space where people of all skill levels can come together, get messy, and create without any pressure. It's just a feel-free learning space where you can go down, try something new that you want to try, and no one's going to judge you and be like, nah, that's wrong, do it again. Or Lucy's not going to come over and slap it out of your hand and say, stop doing that.
Yeah, I don't know, I may.
Well, anyway, she's joining us to talk about why this workshop-based learning is so important here in Sydney and what she's seen since opening up her own workshop in Sydney's Inner West. Lucy, good afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here as well. Where did the idea for Studio Inner West come about?
Yeah, well, I actually straight out of high school went to uni. I did a Bachelor of Fine Arts, so I'm a painter, an oil painter, which is more traditional. But I worked as a photographer for a little while for another small business, and that really helped because I use a lot of product photography now in my business for website building. And then I decided to open my own studio. So I taught art workshops on the side for other businesses, just like kids' classes and things. And I thought I could do this. Like I did market stalls and I made jewelry and I work with resin. So now I'm teaching people how to do that. And I have 4 employees now who help me. So we run team building workshops we've done like Apple, Canva. We do Google. We've had so many Estee Lauder we had last week. A bunch of women came in and made jewelry. So that was really fun. We're busy, and I think like we do hens parties and things. People in Sydney just want to get out and be creative.
I feel like there's something in the air. Lots of people are trying to get out there now and do these workshops. Like throughout, if you've been listening to the show, there's been so many different guests coming on to speak to us about making perfume, also making candles, soap, you name it. Like everyone wants to get their hands messy and start making stuff. Can you take us back to the first day when you opened up Studio Inner West? What was that like? Was it a different kind of scene back then? Were people not as interested in the scene as they are now these days?
It's interesting because I opened in 2022, so just out of COVID, and I feel like people were doing a lot of craft in COVID. So they were making puzzles or like the paint by numbers.
Right.
So coming out of COVID, opening it up, I had like a really big launch. We opened in September, and then over Christmas, everyone has time off. So they want to get out of the house, get with people again. And people, we rerun public sessions, so you can have like a date night or bring your girls and you make friends while making art. So it was like bringing craft outside of the home.
And were you doing this in a studio or were you just hiring spaces?
Yeah, I have a studio on Norton Street in Leichhardt.
So you started in the studio.
Exactly, right. So my studio is called Studio Inner West. We're in Sydney's Inner West. So I rented the space so I had somewhere to teach people and then it did really well. So I kind of took the leap of faith.
That is really, really cool to see that you did that and you are changing the scene of workshops here in Sydney. Why do you think it's important that we do have these workshops here in Sydney?
Yeah, I feel like in Sydney, especially the nightlife is struggling and like the cost of living is a big thing. So people don't have the money to go out and spend money on drinks or there's just not culture. Yeah. So I think people would rather spend $100 on a workshop ticket and they learn something or they take something cute home. And it's more about the experience than anything. It's like, we've got a good playlist, we've got vibes, I'm fun, they're fun. Mm-hmm. So it's good feedback for me as well to teach people creative things that even if they're not creative, it's really fulfilling the role.
So, yeah. What's some of the nice feedback you've heard from doing these classes? Has anyone come up to you and said, you know what, Lucy, I didn't expect this to be fun. My girlfriend dragged me along and I actually had a great time and I'm going to start making my own pots or, as you said, candles that you do.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like our target audience is women, but it's always the brothers, the boyfriends, the dads that come along and they come in begrudgingly and they're like, I'm not very creative. Yeah. I work in tech or whatever it is. And then they leave and they're like, oh my God, I want to do this again. Like they got a new hobby. So
they get very competitive.
Actually couples will compete with each other. Mine's better than yours, which is entertaining for me.
That's great. You should do like a competition every night at your workshop. So maybe you already do. I don't know. But
no, that's actually, I don't know if that'd be a good thing or not. But
it might get out of hand.
Yeah.
But I did see throughout your website and your Instagram that you do specialize in resin workshops. Yes. Where did this fascination come about?
Yeah, well, I learnt resin at uni and then I kind of picked it ended up, I learned how to make those resin cheese boards, resin jewelry, which is what I'm wearing now. Yeah. You can make earrings, necklaces.
Can you describe what it looks like and what resin art is?
So it's, resin art is a way of preserving things. So it's resin naturally comes from tree sap. So when you see like preserved ancient insects, they're in tree sap, which is resin.
Like Jurassic Park.
Exactly. Yeah. So we preserve dried flowers. So it's just clear resin in a gold or silver bezel with flowers in the middle, and it can look really good. So yeah, that's how I kind of started teaching people those kinds of
things. Is it hard to do resin art?
No, that's the good thing, is that because our teachers and like me and my team, I've taught them well, they're really good at teaching it so that it is beginner friendly. So you can kind of have no experience but leave with something really cool.
Because in my head, I thought resin art is actually really hard. You get bubbles, you have to try and get rid of them, and it's just so messy and everything like that.
No, it's really fun if you know what you're doing. So I think if you want to try resin, you do a workshop first to learn the basics so you don't mess it up at home. But it's also really satisfying. So we post TikToks and YouTube videos, and our Instagram is Studio Inner West.
It's going viral right
it's
now.
It's going viral.
Check it out.
Yeah, so YouTube Shorts is actually one that I didn't expect, but we've got like 5 million views on some videos, and people love to watch it, let alone make it. It's really fun as well. So
that is great to hear. Yeah, good on you.
Thank you.
You are listening to Drive this Wednesday afternoon. My guest is Lucy. She's from Studio Inner West, so she puts on great workshops where you can just go there, relax, get your hands messy, and try something out new, and also learn something and maybe make a gift for someone that you do like.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Lucy, we've been speaking about the importance of workshops here in Sydney, your own workshop, but you said now that you are actually starting to teach people how to do their own workshops. If anyone out there is like, oh, you know what? I'm actually pretty good at making guitars, or I'm actually pretty good at making my own soap, how can they get in touch with you and learn to do these own workshops like you have been putting on?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I feel like I've mastered it. Like, it's been 3 years since I've had the business. Yeah, so I have so much knowledge, and people locally come to me and say, I have this idea, but I kind of don't know how to do it. So I'm now teaching businesses or just people in general on how to teach workshops. So if you're a florist, you'd teach people how to do floristry instead of just selling flowers. So that's the idea. But yeah, I'm launching it at the end of June, creating a little community of people who want to teach workshops, and I can kind of help everyone. So I'm really looking forward to that. You can just message me. I'm Lucy from Studio Inner West.
Is there any other passion projects that you're working on at the moment?
That's the main one. I think leading up to Christmas, I'm expecting a big influx of hens parties and team building. So that's where I've got to kind of focus my energy at the moment. But
Is there any new workshops that are in the making as well? Ooh, just before we have to let you go,
I have a lady who lives locally who's running watercolor workshops, and we're going to do watercolor Wednesdays. So it's more like a chill thing. So if anyone lives in Leichhardt or near, they can kind of pop in and do some watercolors.
Yeah, and listen to Wednesday Drive.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Lucy, thank you so much for joining us this Wednesday afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.